Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Greetings. My name is Dr. Marcia Burrows, and I am Deputy Dean of the Faculty of Culture, Creative and Performing Arts. Today in Bajan History, 30th January 1951. Swedish film crew in Barbados. On 30th January 1951, the Barbados Advocate reported that a Swedish film crew was on island. They had sailed into Bridgetown aboard the Sunbeam, a Swedish training ship anchoring at Carlisle Bay. While the Sunbeam was skirting the coast from the harbor to the Paradise Beach Club, a Swedish film party was weathering choppy seas in a local launch, shooting films of the ship on the call and the men at work on the deck. The Advocate cameraman accompanied the party. Both ship and crew experienced difficulties while filming, as the launch that accompanied the Sunbeam was being tossed side to side by the waves, and water broke aboard time and again, giving the cameramen much trouble in shooting their films and a good wetting. However, all on board were entertained as they sailed along the coast. Occasionally on the way to Paradise Beach, a bright, shiny object could be seen skitting over the water. It was the flying fish. This was a novelty for the Swedish, and they were hilarious whenever they saw it. In the launch was a Swedish film crew that consisted of a director, a sound man, two cameramen, and two actors. The Advocate reported that the films will first be shown in Scandinavia, mainly for educating the natives there. Barbados was the backdrop for the Swedish film. The story they were making in Barbados was based on a young seaman whose mind was turned from going to sea, or rather sailing any longer with the ship, because he was accused of having stolen some valuable article from the ship. He bore punishment from his ship fellows until his ship, the Sunbeam, played this part. Anchored in Barbados, he makes good his escape. The young seaman was left in Barbados, and his ship went on to Martinique. Barbadian filmmaker Mrs. Rita Paris has found data about the film. Released in 1952, it was praised for its imagery, but critics were disappointed by the dialogue, which was considered contrived. Yet for us in Barbados, a film shot in 1951 has value. The director, Alice Jute, captured key moments in Barbadian history. He had taken shots of the harbor and the coastline, capturing the image of six steamships stretched across the harbor. He also filmed a local steel band.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcon Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.